Stuart, have you quite seen a finish like that before?
Yeah, I just said to the players there, I can remember when we played Millwall start of the season, that feeling that we'd thrown the game away. But I just said to the players there, fantastic. The biggest and the most important thing was the impact of the subs that went on. I just felt all three helped us to get back into the game, just give us that little bit more of a lift. And in the end, I think we sort of deserved the win. Probably we had the three best chances. I think McGugan in the first half, Kieran Lee, and then I think Atty's header there. But credit to the boys, they kept going and going and going.
Let's start with the 5 minutes to go. Keelan Lavery equalises. I guess at that point you're thinking we've got a point from this game, and that's when the drama started. Really.
Well, that's the annoying thing is because you suddenly score at our end of where all the fans are and you're celebrating. But my mindset is, hang on a minute, they're going to have the kickoff, and we're knowing football. Once you've scored a goal, you're at the teams score so many goals against you, you lapse of concentration. We've worked our socks to get back into the game, and I don't think we touched the ball again until Westy picked the ball at the back of the net. So suddenly to go 2-1 down, but then the response that we got was fantastic.
Lewis McGugan had a fantastic performance, but it's his delivery for the first two goals which has really set it up on a plate for the two players, hasn't it?
Well, again, the disappointing thing was we had a free kick there, and Claude ended up fancying it more than Lewis, which was unusual. But the delivery. But if you can get the delivery right in the time of the runs, and I think Atty was a bit unlucky not to get two headers from two set plays from a good. But again, I think Lewis just showed all round his qualities, his ball retention. He can pick out a pass, like I've said, and but it was an overall team performance. Again, when we went 2-1 down, we could have crumbled, but we didn't. We stuck in there and we've got the 3 points.
Put us in your position then, as Kieran Lee's running through with a chance to win it with virtually the last kick. What's going through your mind?
Hit the target is the most important thing. Fantastic that he suddenly found a bit of energy to do that, because I would imagine Kieran's put some unbelievable miles in. And it's having that composure. And then just suddenly see it cross that line. And again, just looking at our fans' reaction and the players' reaction. But you still know they've got a kick-off, and we have conceded goals from a kick-off. But we saw the game out, which was good.
Says a lot for your team, though, doesn't it? Because Rotherham are the ones who essentially have still got something to play for in terms of committing their future to the Championship for next year. You guys are firmly mid-table, but to come back like that in that position says a lot about the team, doesn't it?
Well, Rotherham today are a strong physical side. There was probably a mismatch at the picking up at set plays height-wise, but the most important thing is they're in your face, and they keep the ball alive and they try and keep it in the box and they turn you and they play to their strengths. We had to stand up and be counted. It wasn't probably best football for the purist in the first half. It was just a case of winning your battles, competing for that first ball. And then if you can't win that first ball, make sure you win enough second balls. We didn't win enough second balls in the first half, and we were put under a little bit of pressure without them really having any clear-cut chances. And our passing, because the forced errors out was with the passing. But I said to the players at half-time, come on, we're better than that. Let's get the ball down and play. And I thought second half we did that a lot better.
How pleased are you for Atty Nuiyu to get a goal?
Well, again, we changed the shape slightly. I played 4-3-3 with Atty up there, but Jeremy was meant to go and join in with him, and Lloyd was meant to go. And sometimes he was isolated up there. Second half performance, I think he was a lot better. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Atty, but he needs to do that for 90 minutes. But the header he's got for the goal is a fantastic header. And he's disappointed he hasn't got a second goal.
You do like him, though, don't you? You like him as a player. And he's a player who gets the occasional bit of stick from people calling the show and on social media as well. But you do appreciate Nuiyu for what he does for the team, don't you?
Well, what he does do for us is at times when he is up on there on his own, he realises he's got to be a focal point. We've got to have ball retention. He's got to make it stick. And one thing he does do, anybody that's 6'6", I work with Peter Crouch, and the problem what you do as being that size is that you have two or three players around you because managers get a little bit worried, the front screen, you know, like that. So that creates a little bit of space for us elsewhere. Suddenly, if he's keeping hold of the ball and bringing players in, we can cause some problems. But then Atty has then got to realise he's only going to score goals. I think he's probably got two goals from outside the box. He's only going to score goals from inside the box. And that's the most important thing. Do his bit, lay off, spin and get in the box. And then it's down to the delivery. In the first half, our delivery wasn't up to scratch.
What can the result like this do for you for now, for the rest of the season? What can it do for you as you head into these last few games?
Well, the most important thing, you're going to an international break. With international break, you want to go out on a high. We've got 3 points in the bag, a good win away from home again at Rotherham. I just look at that last 5 minutes, and people will be talking about that for years and years. The Sheffield Wednesday fans going home tonight, going home happy, and they can turn around and say I was there. And like I say, it doesn't surprise you in football. I think Man United did it in the European Cup final. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep going. And once you put 7 minutes up, we knew we still had an opportunity. But the most important thing, like I say, the character the players showed, we're on that 53-point mark. Our challenge, I keep saying to the players, is keep challenging our next aim is to get to the 60 points.
Is it the most satisfying win of the season because of the way it unfolded at the end?
Possibly it is, but it's just the manner. But that is football. I've been in it long enough to know. I don't get too carried away with the wins, and I don't get too carried away with the defeats. But I'll enjoy a glass of wine tonight, though.
To come to the injuries, Sam Hutchinson, how is he? Is it anything serious that forced him off?
I think it was a concussion injury. We lost Zayeta in the warm up with his hamstring. He just felt his hamstring tighten up. So we had to quickly rejig it. Joe came in, and again, I thought Joe did excellent at left back. But we're going to this little bit of break. We've got one, two or three players in the treatment room, which is far too many. But luckily, we've got this little period where we can get a little bit of treatment in and a little bit of rest as well.
Can you believe it, just to finish?
It's a nice feeling. I'll be waking up tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, with a better feeling, yes.